Today's episode is for my health coaches, my shift workers, anybody that has been giving something their all in hopes of achieving a goal, a dream, whether you're working overtime to try to get the boat or send your kids to a really cool summer camp, or you're putting everything you have into creating your own business, going through school, whatever it is. Today, we're talking about hustle culture and how it can be destroying our health and what we can do about it. You know, one of the things I really stopped doing lately is I stopped prescribing to that whole hustle, that mindset of to get more, I have to do more. And one of the reasons why I stopped really focusing on this is I found one huge kink in this whole idea. When we talk about health, we often talk about how bad stress is. Stress is one of the only things, next to probably sleep, that it can really affect every aspect of our lives, and not only every aspect, but can drastically make ongoing issues, conditions, so much worse. And we talk about the rates of burnout and why we have to be careful of that. Yet, in the same breath, we talk about, especially when it comes to business owners, or I know a lot of my shift workers, they go through the same thing. I got to hustle. I got to get the money. I got to hustle. You know, it's just a short period of time. I got to hustle. But it's not just a short period of time. This gets extended out years, decades. And then we wonder why in our 50s and our 60s, or maybe in our 40s and our 30s, our bodies are breaking down. We suddenly have these immune conditions. Our relationships are falling apart. And so many times it's because you can't put everything into one thing and not expect other areas of your life to essentially fall apart. You know, Vin Jang, if you know who he is probably one of the most renowned motivational speakers. And he talks about his rise to the top. But he talks about it in such a real sense, and the real sense in being he couldn't have gotten there without huge sacrifices. And because of those huge sacrifices, other people around him had to pick up the balls he was dropping. You know, he talks a lot about his family and how his wife really had to be a single parent as he was traveling around and making a name for himself, and the stress and the strain that put on her. And I think about that oftentimes because we hear people like Dana White, Joe Rogan, there's so many others that talk about, oh, you got to hustle, you got to put more into it. Listen, you're putting more into it because somebody by you, near you, is picking up everything you drop. So not only are you destroying yourself trying to build yourself up because you have to give up something to get something, but somebody else that you love is probably doing it as well. And I think we have to be mindful of that ripple effect, that when we are in this hustle area, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't have times to hustle. There are absolutely times in life to hustle, but we have to make sure that that hustling isn't prolonging. It's not going into years. It's not going into decades. It's not really kind of taking ourselves out. You know, it goes back to the whole idea about stress, right? And acute stress and chronic stress. Acute stress is good. That's the stress that's going to allow us to run away from a severe situation or survive a situation. But when that acute stress becomes prolonged and it becomes chronic stress, that's where we see our bodies breaking down. And I see so many people in the wellness industry, or I should say the healthcare industry, the wellness and healthcare industry, let's say, that prescribe to this hustle culture. I see them working 14, 16-hour shifts, and maybe condensing it into a smaller, maybe they're working 16-hour shifts 3 or 4 days a week to get their hours in so they can have the rest of the week off. But that rest of the week off, they're playing catch-up from everything they kind of condensed out of there, you know, the food shopping, the sleeping, the catching up on things. And yeah, you might have this larger chunk of days off, but at what cost? And how much of that is really enjoyable, or how much of that is really just playing catch up? And what does that do to your relationships? How is that affecting your relationships with your kids, your family, your spouse, your partner. You know, I think a lot of times we so look at this hustling that we don't look at the ripple effects that it causes. And then, you know, we wake up maybe a decade or two later and wonder why our bodies are breaking down, or why it feels like we're constantly getting sick, or everything's falling apart. And it's because it's been crumbling for a while. We've just been ignoring it. And, you know, I think a lot of times too, we prescribe to this hustle culture, because if we figure if we just work harder, it will get our dreams faster, or we'll achieve our goals faster. And a lot of times that's not true, because we can be hustling and going nowhere, you know. And I think that's really what I'm talking about today. I'm sharing a lot about my personal experiences and other people I've worked with over the years. So many times we are putting 110, 120% effort in. We are just going above and beyond, but we're doing it such a chaotic, unorganized fashion that if we really took a step back and realigned our goals, they could be so much simpler. And I think this has been one of my, in the shift working community, we can optimize this so much better. And this is what I do with a lot of my shift workers I work with. We look at those goals and we look at how they're getting there. And most of the time, whatever steps they've been taking to get there, we can generally reduce it by half. And it's because we've got so much fluff in here, so much that's going on that we don't need. And I'm going to give you an example. I had somebody that was really struggling with sleep. This is a lot about what I deal with within my shift working community is sleep. How can we build better sleep? And they were trying to get better sleep, but, you know, going to sleep was the real issue. Once they get there, they could kind of be there, but they weren't there very long because now they had to wake up because it took them so long to go to sleep. And when we were going through her routines, just her daily routines, there was so much in there as she was trying to be healthy, so much extra. When she used to wake up, she had this checklist of, you know, wake up and do bedside stretching. And then she would brush her teeth and her skincare routine. And then she would do some yoga, and then she would journal, and then she would meditate. And it was so much. I remember reading her, you know, routine in the morning. I'm like, your routine is stressing me out. And she's like, yeah, but I everybody I've talked to, they said, oh, you know, if you meditate, if you do the breath work, if you do this, it'll help me manage the stress. I said, no, this is making you more stressed out. So when we cut out so much of it, and she found it easier to wake up in the morning. And then we looked at the nighttime routine, and the nighttime routine was literally coming home from the hospital and trying to go to sleep within 30 minutes. Of just chaos going on. Okay, let's put a nighttime routine in here. Let's optimize this. Now all of a sudden she's falling asleep within 30 minutes where it was hours before. And I think this is what it is. It's not so much about hustling. It's really about knowing what the fuck we are trying to do. Pardon my French, but so many times we listen to so many different professionals that say, do this and do this and do this. And we put it all together and we push harder and we work harder at the goals. And I'm saying goals on purpose, because so many times we have these goals and they might not even align with our big goal. I work with some health coaches, and we mentor through businesses and things like that, and some of the struggles they have. And I'd say about more than 3/4 of the health coaches I work with, I ask them what they want their business to look like in 5-10 years, and they haven't even thought about it. They have no idea. They're like, I'm just trying to get a client today. But we have no idea what we want our business to look like. And I did this. I did this for so long. I was trying to bring up my speaking career and do more speaking and do more bigger events. And when I finally looked back at it and looked at what my life would have looked like if I got all these things I wanted, I realized none of what I wanted aligned with what I wanted in 5-10 years. Once I started really focusing on what I wanted, cards started falling in places. Money started coming in. Clients started coming to me. And I think this is where the hustle culture, we're hustling and we don't even really know what we're hustling for. And the people that are promoting the hustle culture, they're not even talking about the sacrifices they've had to make to get there. And I think that's where we need to take a broader approach. We need to look at this in a holistic manner and say, okay, the hustling I'm doing today, where's the payoff? Is it reaching my goal? Is it achieving what I want? And what is the effects? What's that ripple effect of me doing this? Because when I look back at my goal and I wanted to be a bigger speaker, bigger stages, I was going to be away from my family more than I wanted to. Yet my goal was to spend more time with my family, more time building those quality relationships. It didn't match up. So here I was frustrated because all this hustle wasn't working. And it was because it wasn't supposed to. It didn't even fit my goal. It didn't even match up. And I see this so many times and it saddens me because I think the message we have going out is so wrong when it comes to a lot of what we're trying to achieve. You know, we always joke on about the Instagram reality versus, you know, real reality and Instagram reality. And I think a lot of that comes to when it's even goal setting. You know, what does goal setting look like? How do we even achieve this? And, you know, it's interesting. I've been working on my second book, Coaching the Night Shift. And I was working with a book coach at one point, and she said the best way to write a book is to write the book backwards. Have the conclusion and write the book backwards. What do you want your readers to get from the book? And then structure the rest of the book around your ending. And I was like, well, that's really interesting because why don't we goal set like that? Why don't we goal set by saying, okay, this is where I want to be. This is how I'm going to get there. So often we come up with this plan of, you know, let's even take weight loss for an example. I just want to lose the weight. Okay, but why do we want to lose the weight? Is it your health? Is it for somebody else? Is it just for your own sanity? You know, why do you want to lose the weight? Because so many times we are like, I'm going to lose the weight and I'm going to do it this way, but we don't know the why. Because here's the crazy thing when it comes to weight loss. However you lose the weight is how you have to maintain the weight. So a lot of times we see people go on these really low carb diets and they're like, oh, I can't wait till I lose the weight and I can eat pizza again. Listen, if you go back to eating the same way you were eating pre-diet, you're going to be back and then some up. So why don't we pick a diet that will allow us to continue, you know, how you can eat for the rest of your life? Of course, it'll loosen up a little bit, but we can't do drastic moves. And so many times we just prescribe to the drastic. And I think that's why the hustle culture fits in. We want that. I don't even know if it's a reward, bragging rights, but we want something that we actually really don't want in the end. And I think that's really kind of key. I remember going into some manufacturing facilities early on, and actually even the corporate facilities, and I might meet with some manager or director, and he's walking me around the building or she's walking me around the building, and they're showing me, you know, different parts of their business. And then they always come to a person and they're like, this is so-and-so, they are the best worker. And then they always follow it up generally with, they've been working here 10 years and they've never had a sick day or taken a vacation, or, and they're bragging about this employee, like literally burning themselves out, but they're so proud of it. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, you're proud because this employee's burning themselves out. This employee is going to get sick or leave. Like something is going to happen to this employee, but you're considering them your best employee because they work the hardest for you. It's just the way we look at this is wrong. Because I'm sure there is somebody also in that office that probably is knocking it out of the park, but they're taking their vacation. They're calling off when they're sick. And their work is getting overlooked because, oh, you know, they take their vacation. They call in sick when their kids are sick. Yeah, they should be, because they're not going to be burning themselves out. They're taking care of themselves. Why do we promote burning ourselves out instead of taking care of ourselves? And really, when we're looking at our own goals. So I want you to take a hard look at your goals. whether it's to sleep better, lose weight, spend more time with your kids, or maybe even get that dream boat and you're working really hard for. You know, take a look at that. You're putting in hours overtime, double pay to get that dream boat. But what extra money are you spending because you're not there? Are you buying more meals out? Are you spending more money on kids' camps because you can't be home as much in the summer and you need something for your kids to do? Are you really even making more money to get that boat? Or is the money just being eaten up because of the sacrifices you're trying to make that boat? And I think that's where we really need to take that hard look and understand, is the hustle really getting us there? Because if you say, yeah, my wife knows she might have to be more at home, and my daughter knows she's going to have to cook 3 days a week because dad's hustling in the office trying to make more money so we can have this awesome summer vacation, or mom's working in the office, or whoever's working in the office to make that summer vacation. Because that's what happens when we prescribe to this hustle culture. There is this payment that we have to make. And so often we don't look at the payment. We just look at the end goal. You know, for years, I really thought when I was in my corporate job that we couldn't have made it if I lost my corporate salary. And when I was laid off and that corporate salary went away, and I realized we actually made more money with me not working, losing a big corporate salary, because of all the money I was spending, you know, not trying to buy food and different things for the kids and all of this stuff, that if I was able to have more of my time back, it was mind opening. And I remember when we went to our accountant, shortly after I was laid off, he actually made the same thing. He's like, you know, that's funny, because when I left my old job, he goes, we ended up making more money with me not having my salary. And I remember looking at him being like, yeah, well, that's not us. That was exactly us. And I seen so many more family members go through something similar, and they all come up with the same, holy crap, I didn't even realize it. And I think so many times we don't look at it as the sacrifices or what we have to give to get something. So I hope that you can really look back and see how we can do this a little bit better. Have that plan. If you're trying to take an awesome summer vacation, buy the boat, start your own business, have that plan, but be realistic in the sacrifices and the hustle that has to be made. Let me tell you, there is hustle, and hustle is real, but we want to optimize that hustle when we're not doing it for years, decades, months, that it's condensed into the time it really needs. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I'll talk to you next week.